So if you're married out there and if you could go back in time and change one thing about your wedding, what would you change, if anything? If you're not married, if you're planning to be married, what's the one big thing that you would change? Or what's the one big thing you want at your wedding? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Terry, my wedding was pretty spot on. Beautiful fall.
Wow.
Beautiful fall, October afternoon. If I had to change anything, we didn't do the ceremony until 4 o'clock.
Oh, we did a late one too.
And,
yeah.
So the anticipation through the day was a little nerve-wracking.
Mm-hmm.
And it made for a very long night.
Yes.
Because, you know, wedding, well, we were done at 4:22. 2 minutes late.
Oh, my God.
There's another thing I would change. I would speed it up. 2 minutes. Come on. Let's go.
I hear what you're saying.
What do you think? What do you got? What about yours?
You know, this is probably what Brian would say. We actually had a live band, and I don't know that many people do that anymore, but we hit year 25 last December. So 25 years. We did have a live band, and as everybody probably knows, we love KISS.
Yeah.
So we requested the band learn KISS. They did it, which was amazing that they even took the time to learn it, but it was really bad.
Oh my God.
It was really bad. In fact, Brian and a couple of his groomsmen are all musicians too, and they said, we could have gotten up and played, or we should have at least. So I don't know what I would do different about any of that, because it was really funny, but I guess I'd have KISS play.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Rocker, you had an interesting wedding.
Oh.
You and Alice.
Oh, I did, Jimmy, and maybe the one thing I could change about that would to cancel when I scheduled the snowstorm on October 26th.
Oh, no.
And it snowed. No, it was actually that made for the best pictures of them all. I think I had my reception at the Mango Grill with Kathy. People may remember that beloved venue down there. I was one of the few, I think, to have a wedding reception there. But you know what? They didn't have my Mad City Bridal Expo when I was getting married.
No,
all the things you could have learned.
Absolutely.
Right?
So Dave from Mad City Bridal Expo is with us here.
Thank goodness he's here right now.
Dave, what about you? I mean, you have a lot of experience. You probably have hundreds of people stories to tell.
Oh, boy.
The crazy thing is I've been involved in the wedding business for over 30 years as a vendor and everything from photography, video, photo booth, DJ. Now, I think we're on our 15th, 16th year at the Mad City Bridal Expos.
Mm.
Believe it or not, I've been in the wedding industry over 30 years and never been married.
Oh!
So there's nothing I could change with my wedding because I've never been married.
Yeah. How come I'm the only one laughing right now?
Well,
I think that's
what?
Really humorous.
Nothing's changed since the last time he was here, because last time he was here, he told us the same thing.
Oh,
so
I wasn't here. So
it's like, you know, another couple of months into the future.
Shh, wow.
David, you know, getting married, it's a big deal. And for our listeners who are thinking of tying the knot, what is the Mad City Bridal Expo, and how did you get into this business after 30 years? I mean, I just rewatched The Sopranos. Are you in the mafia?
I am Italian, but I'm not in the mafia.
You just insulted him, Rocker.
Nah, it's all good. But no, in all seriousness, this is going to be one of our biggest shows ever. We have almost 60 vendors. We have over 1,000 tickets that have already been purchased. Tickets are still available at the door for only $10. You do have to bring cash because we don't have any credit card machines there. We don't accept checks, obviously. But it's going to be huge. And some of the key things, we're actually doing a raffle pretty much every half hour on the hour. We've got raffles, everything from air fryers to outdoor throwing, those axe stations and all kinds of...
Yeah. Just what you need when you're getting married.
Hey.
It's not real axes, don't worry. It's not real axes, but we've got stuff like that. Some of our vendors, some of the local vendors have giveaways too.
Mm.
Middleton Jewelers is putting up over $1,500 worth of giveaways throughout the day.
Wow. That is cool.
Anytime Fitness and Basecamp Fitness has really cool workout packages, things like that. And then a big surprise, we just put it on our website today and our Instagram and Twitter, depending on how you're following us. Pittman Casting is coming in from California. They're involved with like Let's Make a Deal and The Price is Right and everything. They are casting for a brand new wedding show. So
wow.
Anybody who comes to the show can actually sign up to hopefully be a participant on the brand new wedding show.
Do you know what the premise of the show is?
Like, dude, you just marry somebody who you never met before.
Oh, and No, those shows have been done.
I do, but we're going to save that surprise for the people that actually show up. And anybody can sign up. And they're also, just so they know, just so people know, they're also casting for a couple other shows like The Golden Bachelor.
No.
It's going to be a really exciting Golden Bachelor. There's some other shows they're looking to cast for. So it's not just people, you know, in the wedding industry, things like that, or for brides and everything. So it's one of our most exciting shows that we've put together. I haven't done it all myself. My office manager, Sherry McCollum, she's done a lot of the work, tying this all together and helping the vendors out, all that good stuff. So it's a really exciting show.
It's amazing.
It has to be a lot of work. And, you know, as a person who goes to the Mad City Expo, or really any expo, really, you know, you walk into the room and it could be somewhat intimidating.
Overwhelming.
What is your advice to work the room? Like, I'm going in, we're getting married. How should I proceed with the map in the room here?
I always tell everybody, start from the furthest booth and work your way towards the front, because everybody wants to start in row one and go to row two, row three, etc. And with us, start over by the raffles. Once you get in, you'll see it. Start over by the raffle area and the demonstration area. We have people like Anytime Fitness is going to put on a couple of demos. Fred Astaire dancers are going to put on some demos, things like that. Ronnie Golan, people may know, he's actually out of Rockford. He's a live artist who paints your wedding live, or your reception live, as people come up out of the reception. As they paint on the canvas, he includes whatever they paint, and he draws it into one big masterpiece.
Oh, I would love to see that.
It's a lot of fun. It's a live painting artist. It's a lot of fun. And like I said, we're going to be, it's tomorrow. Mm-hmm. From 11:30 to 3:30 at the Monona Terrace here in Madison. That's 1 John Nolan Drive, if you don't know where it's at.
You know, and for the guys that sometimes they may not want to go, but hearing about all these great things you have going on, I'm sure they're going to go with their brides-to-be. But what could actually be there that could, you know, make them just go over that line where they're like, hey, maybe I can have beer and munchies at the bridal show?
Good point. For anybody, it doesn't have to be a guy.
Okay. True.
And I know we've been talking about brides and grooms, but this is, as we classified it now, it's your significant other.
Excellent.
So it's not just, you know, your typical, you know, girl guy. It could be guy guy. It could be girl girl. Whatever.
Perfect.
Whatever it is. This is for, you know, all genders. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to think it's just for brides or just for grooms. It's even on our website where it just says significant, you know, significant one, significant other two. So we're trying to promote everybody, but there will be a cash bar. To get back to Terry's point, there will be a cash bar, which, you know, I'm not going to say near the end of the day I don't partake in. You know, after we're putting it all together, but there are so many vendors, from real estate people. I'm picking a few things that aren't in the wedding industry, but we have obviously photography, video, DJ, bridal dresses, menswear. But real estate, bakeries, you name it, we've got it. It's going to be an exciting show. And like I said, start from the back and work your way forward. And don't everybody show up at 11:30, because it's going to be huge with over 1,000 tickets.
It's basically a one-stop shop. If you're getting married, that's where you want to go. It's the Mad City Bridal Expo happening tomorrow, Sunday, at the Monona Terrace. You know, your ring is just the beginning. And if you want more information, madcitybridalexpo.com. Hey, David, great to talk to you again. Yeah. I really appreciate your support of Max Inc. Radio. And good luck with the Mad City Bridal Expo tomorrow.
I can't wait to hear about your other thing you're doing, too.
I appreciate it, guys. And thanks for all your support. You guys have been awesome for us.
Good luck tomorrow.
I searched for a wedding song, and this is what I came up with. The Fancy Pairs from 2019 is called Wedding Song on Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks, guys.